from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. NYPD on the hunt for a gunman who is on the loose after murdering the CEO of United Healthcare in the city this morning. They say 50-year-old Brian Thompson was in New York for a conference at the Hilton Midtown when he was gunned down around 7 a.m. Police say the gunman waited for Thompson to arrive, fired multiple times from about 20 feet away, then fled on a bicycle toward West 55th Street. He is described as being just over 6 feet tall with a thin build, wearing all black, a jacket, hat, ski mask, and a backpack. About 200,000 New Jersey customers are finding out they were using untested drinking water for over a year.
Trenton Water Works says while the water is safe now, an investigation found that between October 2022 through last December, one of its more than 100 staffers was faking water sample reports meant to monitor for levels of disinfection byproducts, E. coli, and more. The worker has been fired. The incident is being looked at by the State Attorney General's Office. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The FAA is banning drones over President-elect Trump's golf club in Bedminster due to reports of unexplained drone activity in recent weeks. The agency is prohibiting drone flights over the course in Somerset County through December 6th, as well as over the Picatinny Arsenal Military Base in Rockaway, Morris County through December 26th. Reports of unauthorized drones were first reported in Morris County on November 18th. Reports have come in from places not far from Bedminster, like Mendham, Chester, and Morristown, rattling many residents. Authorities stress there's no known threat to public safety. The FBI is joining the investigation into the matter. Despite some recent rains, New Jersey still has drought concerns. But Christmas trees aren't something we need to worry about, says Peter Fury with the New Jersey Farm Bureau.
It takes 8 years before a Christmas tree is ready to be marketed. And so during those 8 years, the roots of those trees go down into the soil. And so that sort of insulates from a current drought.
Farms with young trees may have needed to boost irrigation this season, but trees for this year are fine. Online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms, and they are looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators. It's tomorrow night at 7. Snow, rain, and wind tonight. Will it be bad? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. For a full rundown of weather impact from tonight's Clipper storm system, be sure to check my weather blog at nj1015.com. Top snow totals by this time tomorrow, on the order of an inch, not much. Now let's talk about timeline. Sunshine turns to clouds today, and we could see a flurry or snow shower in North Jersey this afternoon. It's another chilly December day. High temperatures around 40 degrees. Now late tonight, snow and rain showers are likely, and we may deal with periods of reduced visibility, light accumulations, and slippery spots, especially to the north and west. Also turning windy tonight. Showers will end by mid-morning tomorrow, then we'll see clearing skies, but still windy tomorrow. Temperatures will fall from around 40 in the morning to the lower 30s by sunset. Friday's going to be the coldest day of the week. Sunny and breezy, highs only mid-30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Piscataway is 35, Point Pleasant is 37, Camden is 35. Weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Give the gift of summer fun now through January 5th. Purchase a fun card and receive up to $50 in free bonus play. Sale is available online or in person. Fantasy Island Amusement Park, located in Beach Haven on Long Beach Island. Visit fantasyislandlbi.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.